well-know couples like lovable, impractical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loved him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story, but somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears. And now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Everyone has a hidden talent, Lorenzo has been insisting, and he's been trying to get hold of some aptitude tests for Sandy, Jim, and Joe, so that they can discover their hidden talents and change their jobs for ones which suit them. But when Belle comes home from the woman's club, having taken an aptitude test, and announces that she's musical, Lorenzo is astonished and indignant. And now, walking home from the garage, we find Lorenzo and his boss, Jim Barker.
Yes, but I've had it since I got married, Lorenzo. Irma's been singing, if you can call it singing, since the day I met her.
Yeah, I know.
At first, I put up with it. You know what an easy mark you are when everything's lovey-dovey. And then I said to her, you can strain your vocal cords while I'm out. But as soon as I set foot in the house, I don't want to hear so much as an ah. And that's what you'll have to do.
Yeah, but it's all so incredible, Jim.
Yes, huh?
As you say, Irma's been yodeling since the day you got spliced her a reasonable facsimile, but Belle has never touched the piano.
Divorce, she might play Happy Birthday to You if it was someone's birthday and we had a party, or He's a Jolly Good Fellow. But otherwise, she just dusted the keyboard and called in the tuner once a year, and that was that.
Well, gales, Jim.
Arpeggios. Five-finger exercises. And the same five-finger exercises. Last night when Sandy came over, we had to sit in the kitchen. And then we couldn't hear ourselves sing.
Well, in a way, it's your fault, Lorenzo.
What do you mean?
Well, if you hadn't talked so much about aptitude tests and that everyone has a hidden talent, she'd still be dusting the piano.
But
she would never have taken that test at the club. But when she got the chance, she thought of you and jumped at it.
Now she's got
a hidden talent, and you have to listen to her.
You want my honest opinion, Jim?
Well, sure.
That aptitude test she took was a phony.
How so?
Who gave it? Some tuppenny lecturer who earns her coffee and rolls by yapping to a lot of women. A traveling gypsy, practically.
I thought she was a trained psychologist.
I don't believe it.
Huh?
Belle isn't musical. She doesn't know a fugue from a counterpoint. She thinks Beethoven wrote Here Comes the Chief. And a true psychologist would have told her so.
Well, maybe.
Your place is in the kitchen, the report from the test should have read. You have no talent, hidden or otherwise.
Well, what's done is done, Lorenzo.
She's
got this bee in her bonnet now. She'll go on practicing.
So glorious.
However, one of these days, she'll get tired of five-finger exercises and give it up of her own accord.
That is my only hope, Jim. But if Belle keeps on pounding the keyboard, I will move the piano out of the house and tell her that a burglar got it. Will you come in for a minute, Jim?
Okay.
I warn you, you'll probably be greeted with a tohu and bohu, French for racket, which will make you wish you hadn't. However, No, there's nothing so far. Well, she stopped for breath or has stubbed her finger. Belle? Can it be that she's not practicing? Belle? No, she isn't in the living room. Shed your chapeau, Jim.
Thanks.
Oh, of course, it's nearly six. She's getting dinner. Belle? I'm home, and Jim is here. Not in the kitchen, either.
If this were my house, Lorenzo, and Irma wasn't home, I'd know where to find her, all right. At Himmerdinger's. Yes. At least three times a day, I say a silent thanks that store doesn't stay open all night.
Well, Belle is probably upstairs. She sometimes takes a shower
while the carrots bake or the potatoes boil or original facsimile.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anything on the stove, Lorenzo.
That's right.
I'd say that she hasn't started dinner.
Oh, that means we're having hamburger. Well, I'll just run upstairs and see. You sit down in the living room. Make yourself comfortable.
All right.
If she's in the shower, she'd better hurry. Boy, I've got an appetite this evening. Belle? Oh, at least she isn't C-sharp minoring. I'd rather be hungry than listen to that. Well, I guess she isn't home at all. Well, she went to the club or the market and ran into Mrs. Wilson or another female windbag and is still trying to shake her.
No soap, Jim.
Oh? Still, it's odd. Belle is always here when I get home, you know. I'm sort of used to that.
Well, the piano was closed.
Hey, that's right.
I told you. Or maybe she's over to my house, accompanying Irma.
That's possible.
Well, if so, I can tell you right now, Lorenzo, I'm going to put a stop to it. You may be weak-kneed enough to let Belle disrupt your evenings, but I'll lay down the law.
Who is weak-kneed? I mean, I'll lay down the law, too. We're men, you know. I agree with you. As a matter of fact, I could begin right now, you know. Moving out the piano would be a job, but I could lock it and throw away the key.
Well, now...
No. Hang on a second now. The note here on the piano.
Oh?
Yeah, from Belle.
What does she say?
Dear Lorenzo. Oh, so formal. Why not dear Mr. Jones?
Go on.
I may be a little late this evening, but if so, don't worry about me. I'll be home by 6:30. Oh, well, it's almost that now.
It's 20 past.
If you're hungry, dinner is in the icebox. We're having hamburgers. Well, I knew that. And there's a package of frozen peas and some leftover boiled potatoes which you can fry in a pan. Otherwise, I'll attend to it. Well, I'll wait for her.
But where did she go, Lorenzo?
Huh? No, she doesn't say. So hang on. Seems to be a postscript. under a line of kisses. That's just like the little woman. She's always so romantic.
I know.
No, I'll say that for her. She is very fond
of
me.
What about the postscript?
So, P.S. I have gone to the YWCA to take a piano lesson.
What?
To take a piano lesson. Oh, she's sick of it. She's not even at your house encouraging Irma. It's piano lessons now.
Oh, not so good, Lorenzo.
And at dinner time, too. When every other wife in town is busy with the pots and pans, concerned with her husband's comfort.
True.
Did I say before that I was a mice? A mouse? A man? Well, this time, when she gets home, I'll tell her a thing or two. Right into the lion's mouth. That's James.
Her name. I think it's the phone, Lorenzo.
When I'm upset, I get confused. Lorenzo Jones on his high horse speaking.
Is this Main Street 2690?
It is.
Well, I didn't recognize your voice, darling.
Bill?
I thought I had the wrong number. You sound excited or something.
I am,
but
man.
I know our number in my... I couldn't make
mistakes. Oh, no. Well, you have made a mistake, all right.
Did you find my note, dear?
I did.
I put it on the piano, but afterwards I thought to myself maybe that wasn't such a good place. After all, you don't play, darling.
Yeah, not on your tintype.
Well, anyhow, you didn't find it.
I am clutching it this very minute in my little hot hand.
Oh, good, but I won't be home at 6:30.
Yeah, would you... What?
I've been detained, dear, but I had such a wonderful lesson.
I am not interested.
Miss Kincaid is a marvelous teacher, darling, and she said that I'm very talented. It was such a misfortune, she says, that I ever gave up my music, and she's delighted that I'm beginning to play again.
Well, I am not delighted. In fact...
That's why she's detaining me. She's expecting another few brushing up, and we're going to play duets together.
What about me? Waiting for dinner, Mrs. Jones.
Well, I was getting to that.
Yeah, well, then I...
It's just occurred to me, darling, that I forgot to buy the frozen cheese.
Yeah, but...
Also, the hamburger.
You're kidding!
Well, I stopped in at the music store to get a copy of Fernie, and then I meant to go to the market, but I got so absorbed in the Chopin prelude that it completely slipped my mind, darling.
I'm starving to death!
Well, there are eggs in the house.
Eggs?
And I'll bring the bread home when I come.
Oh, no, this is brilliant.
Well, it won't be a hearty meal, dear, but you eat well 6 days a week, so it won't hurt not to on the 7th.
Ooh, I'll die in a minute.
I suggest you go to the diner, but the piano tuner is coming, and you'll have to let him in.
Who?
Darling, it's the bass that I'm worried about. Tell him to give it special attention.
I'll tell him, all right.
I'll be home at 8:30, darling.
But...
Wait a minute, Verendo. Will the inside? And the eggs and the one-trip of bacon. I'll raise the roof. Throw the piano through it. Watch the matter, Verendo. Oh, in the house. What a non-fourth coming. She bought a Chopin prelude instead of the hamburger. Oh, God. She got it. Oh, in the sheet of Mozart. And the piece is still falling. Freezing. Well, this takes the last straw. I'll be playing a piece.
She arrives,
yes. And it'll be the funeral march. No wife of mine is going to fiddle while Rome burns. I mean, play Chopin while I starve.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I'd lay down the law. Well, wait until she comes home. And watch me go into action, Jim.
So Bell is by no means sick of her music. She's taking lessons now and forgetting the market for dinner. Well, what will Lorenzo have to say to her? And will she listen to him? The original radio play by Frank and Ann Hummert and produced under their supervision. Dialogue by Theodore and Mathilde Farrell. Carl Swenson plays Lorenzo and Lucille Wall plays Belle. Listen tomorrow for the next episode of the story of Lorenzo Jones. Your announcer, George Putnam.